Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you wondering why you are procrastinating? Well, today I'm going to share my experience of why I've done so and why I believe we do so, and what I've learned from many wise mentors and what you can do to overcome this. So thank you for being here and taking time out to improve your life. And make sure you stay until the end because I've got an additional point I want to share with you then. So there are many, many times that I've procrastinated. And what do we mean by procrastination? Well, we mean putting things off, not doing things and finding other things to do instead of really doing the thing we're meant to. Getting all the excuses, getting all the things in a way to stop us doing what we really feel like we want to do. So for me, so many times, I'll give examples. When creating my YouTube channel, I was like, yeah, you know, to my coach at the time, and thankfully she challenged me on this, and that's what a good coach will do. I was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to release my first video when I've learned a bit more, when my speaking skills are better, when I've done this, when I've done that. And then she said, why don't you just launch it? Of which was a great challenge. And then I actually made my first video and I made many, many more. And I got very excited about the prospect of making videos on YouTube. And I started to really enjoy it. I remember saying to myself, and this was more an internal conversation than your brain can shout out all sorts of rubbish, I'll speak up and be more confident in that meeting when I get into position, when I've got more confidence, when I'm better equipped at what I'm doing. I remember saying this in social situations. I'll be more confident in people when the right people are around, when perhaps I'm in a situation when I've got more confidence. And do you know what all these things have in common? I was speaking absolute BS and rubbish to myself. I was telling myself absolute lies. I was procrastinating. Now, what is procrastination? Procrastination is simply fear. I'll say that again. Procrastination is simply fear. This is something I learned from one of my main mentors, and it makes complete sense. Now, let me just share something with you, because you might be saying, well, you know, I keep procrastinating from doing the cleaning in my house or doing my taxes. And yeah, you might not have a fear of being rejected or necessarily failure in those things. You know, you might not be so tied to the outcome of those things. Obviously, maybe taxes you want to pay your taxes. But if you're cleaning, for example, you're not that bothered how well you clean it, if you like that. But procrastination, the fear in these cases is the fear of being uncomfortable. And it's not that coming out of your comfort zone. It's just being uncomfortable and being in an emotion where you don't like it. That's what procrastination is. So procrastination is always fear. Now, often it is the fear of things like failure and rejection. Procrastination is always fear. And ask yourself this, is it doing you any favors by procrastinating? And I say this every single episode, that if you listen to uplifting information and you don't do anything with it, your life stays the same. If you're listening to this now I know I've got a lot of growth-driven, hungry individuals because I've worked with many, some amazing people I've worked with who are willing to invest time, energy and money into themselves and take action. They've improved their life because guess what? They decided they weren't going to procrastinate, hold themselves back from fear anymore, not just be comfortable and listen to uplifting information. They decided to push through it even when they had fear, because we all have fear. Ask yourself, how is it serving you by coming out of excuses why you're not doing something? Only you will know the answer for that. I was stuck in it for a very long time. In many cases, like the YouTube I mentioned, like speaking up in meetings, social situations. When I started pushing forward and being uncomfortable, I didn't have the self-awareness I do now, but I knew something had to change. And as a result, I put action into motion. I started getting better results. when I started moving through this procrastination. I'd love to tell you about a health product I use literally every day. I started taking AG1 because I wanted more lasting energy to charge me for my super busy days, physically for working out and mentally for the challenges of the day. Oh, a man has it over-delivered. With AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you get your day right. I grab mine in the morning. It suits me to save significantly on time and get the high-quality sources I need to feel my best. It tastes amazingly refreshing too. No disgusting aftertaste. Your subscription comes with a year's supply of vitamin D, which is so important to add in winter months when we don't get as much sunlight. Oh, and don't just take my word for it. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. You can take advantage and prioritize your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/pardo. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/pardo to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Okay, so what can you do to really push through procrastination? Let's get into some practical points. The first one is plan for it in advance. What do I mean by that? And what this means is you come up with potential barriers that may come up in your day. Now, planning your day the night before can be really effective. And don't be upset if things come out of place. And actually, I'll come on to how you manage that better in one of the other points. You've got to be flexible. If you've got no direction in the day, how do you know where you're going to go? How do you know what the outcome is? That's why so many people live in this autopilot mode, doing things that don't serve them. I plan my weeks every week and make sure my weeks I plan are attached to the big vision I want to achieve. Then I make sure my days each day align to what I'm trying to achieve in that week. Now, I'm not attaching it to the outcome. I'm setting myself a direction. I focus on feeling good now, but set myself that direction. So plan your day in advance. And what the main point in this is when you plan your day in advance, look at the things that you may potentially procrastinate on and come up with a plan for how you're going to overcome that. Are you going to make yourself just do one small step towards something if you start procrastinating? What is it? What is it you're going to do? The second point is very, very tied to this. And it comes along nicely. And that's what I just said when I was going to come on to the next point. Eat your frog. What on earth does that mean? Okay. So if there's actually a book called Eat Your Frog. You may have heard of it by Brian Tracy. Definitely recommend reading it. I remember reading it years and years and years ago. I wasn't even that into personal growth then. And I read it and it like made a massive difference. Certainly in my productivity in my days. Eat Your Frog means, in the basic form, do the hardest thing first. And I was actually listening to a Tony Robbins and Jay Shetty interview earlier, two amazingly highly influential people in the personal growth space. And Tony was saying one of the first things he does after is like primes himself for his day, goes in cold, freezing cold water to train his mind and a quick workout, is he then works on the hardest thing really early on. And if Tony Robbins, the number one success coach, arguably on the planet, is doing that, it's usually quite a good sign that it's a good exercise. Now, obviously, what works for you, you've got to find. However, do you find holding things off that you've been meaning to do, but you keep putting it off, does you any favors? Why not tackle it first thing in the day, even if you don't feel like it, because then you're building momentum for the rest of your day. So planning these two, the first and second point tie in together nicely. When you plan your day, start scheduling the hardest thing first into your day. The third point I'm going to make is commit to less. Sounds crazy, right? Because we hear all this hustle culture, like people like Grant Cardone, who I love and think he's awesome, have things like the 10X rule when you really multiply your efforts, which is I totally agree on. What we can do, though, is put too much in our day and too much of the wrong things sometimes. A lot of us do. So commit to less quality things. Because if you've got so many things, your head starts going, oh, I'm exhausted. And then it starts procrastinating on other things. And I've been there, making my calendars unrealistic. And then you just don't take the action that you want to take because you've got too many things and your brain gets confused. So start committing to the needle movers, as some people describe it. The needle movers are things that are really going to get you towards what you want. If you don't know what you want, make sure that is a priority earlier in your day, that you actually start taking time out to figure out what you want in life. So start committing to less things, but quality things that are going to move you towards what you want. Because when you do that, you're less likely to get procrastination from actually overloading yourself and then your brain getting exhausted. And when your brain gets exhausted, it's really try to conserve energy as much as possible. So it will ignore the hard things more and more, and you're more likely to procrastinate. So start committing to less so you don't have to drain your brain of its energy so much. And my final and bonus point today is state the consequences of procrastinating. So often what our brain will do, even if it's unconscious to us and we don't realize, it will start looking at, oh, this is boring, this is hard, this is scary. And again, that fear pops up and it's doing that subconsciously. So you start doing automatically your behaviors that take you away and you start procrastinating from something. Instead, what you want to do is start consciously focusing on what's going to be the consequences if you keep procrastinating. So for example, if you keep procrastinating away from looking at your finances and they're not looking good, what's going to be the consequence if you start doing that? You're overdue on bills, you're going to be in real trouble, you potentially have to might move out of your home. What is going to be the consequence of doing that? Or perhaps you keep like putting off asking someone to do business with you and it's a good opportunity. You're procrastinating because you're scared of the rejection, and our brain will put so much BS into our heads to keep us safe sometimes because it's scared of rejection and failure. What's going to be a consequence if you keep holding off potentially reaching out to a business partner or even to customers because you're scared of them saying no? What will happen to your business? I'm going to put a good bet that you'll go broke, or your business will go broke if you keep doing that. So you need to start looking at the future consequences of pain of not doing things and procrastinating coming in. Now, this sounds like, what's going on, Johnny? You're trying to make me feel pain. I'm trying to make you feel the pain of not taking action to make it greater than actually these fears that your brain's coming up with, because then it'll push you forward and get you closer to where you want. So you'll also get some pleasure towards what you want. So start looking at the consequences of procrastination. Okay, so that's my bonus point, and that concludes today's episode. So thank you so much for listening. I respect you for taking the time out to improve your life and therefore the lives of others around you as well. If you've appreciated this, please share it with friends and family and give this a rating on Apple Podcasts so we can reach more people together. If you've done so already, thank you so much. I appreciate you. And keep working on your self-confidence every single day.